美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
今天我们要给大家介绍两个和船有关的习惯用语。船在英文里就是 ship。
Ship. Ship is spelled S-H-I-P. Ship.
船员或者和水上生活有关的人创造了一套他们自己的语言，但是他们的有些表达形式已经上了岸，成为日常用的语言了。而 ship 有关的俗语还不少，我们今天只能给大家讲解两个。我们要讲的第一个是
to shape up or ship out. Shape is spelled S H A P E. Up is spelled U P. Or ship out. Out is spelled O U T. To shape up or ship out.
To shape up or ship out. 我们先来看前面一半 To shape up. To shape up 的意思是改进你的工作或者是行为。后面一半 To ship out 就是离开一个地方。把前后两部分合在一起 To shape up or ship out 就成了一个俗语，意思是要就改进你的工作，否则就离开这儿。美国的陆军里经常用这个俗语。下面这个例子是一个陆军中士在训斥一个二等兵。
Jones, you are without a doubt the worst soldier in the whole company. Your uniform looks like you slept in it. Your rifle is always dirty.And you can't follow a simple order. I'm telling you, soldier, either shape up or ship out. You hear me?
这个中士很严厉，他说，琼斯，毫无疑问，你是整个连队里最糟糕的兵。你的制服做得好像睡衣，你的枪支老那么脏，你连简单的命令都不能执行。我告诉你，你要就做出改进，否则就请你走路，懂吗？我们把这个例句再慢慢的念一遍。
Jones, you are without a doubt the worst soldier in the whole company. Your uniform looks like you slept in it. Your rifle is always dirty, and you can't follow a simple order.I'm telling you, soldier, either shape up or ship out. You hear me?
我们上面说 to shape up or ship out 这个俗语在陆军里用的比较多，但是在日常生活中也可能出现的。例如，一个公司的老板对手下的一个雇员说，
Mary, you often come late in the morning and leave early in the evening, and you're always on the phone talking to your friends. This is not acceptable here. I'm now giving you one last chance, either shape up or ship out.
这个老板说，玛丽，你经常早上迟到，晚上早退，你还老和朋友在电话上聊天，这种表现在这里是不能接受的。我现在给你一个最后的机会。要就改进你的表现，否则你就离开这里。我们把这个例句再念一遍。
Mary, you often come late in the morning and leave early in the evening, and you are always on the phone talking to your friends. This is not acceptable. I'm now giving youOne last chance. Either shape up or ship out.
美国人有时也把船叫做 boat.
Boat. Boat is spelled B-O-A-T. Boat.
但是 ship 和 boat 之间还是有一点差别的。一般来说 boat 总是比 ship 要小。 我们下面要给大家介绍的一个俗语就是和 boat 这个词有关。
To rock the boat. To rock. And rock is spelled R-O-C-K. To rock the boat.
To rock the boat 指的是找麻烦或者是让人感到厌烦。就像一个孩子站在一艘船当中故意把船弄得摇摇晃晃使得船上的人很害怕一样。人们往往会劝别人不要去找麻烦。下面是两个人在办公室里谈论一个很偷懒的同事。
Sure, I agree. Smith isn't worth the big salary he gets. But I wouldn't tell the boss if I were you. Smith is one of his favorites, and he'll think you're just rocking the boat and making trouble.
这个人说，当然我同意史密斯根本没有资格拿那么高的工资，但是要是我是你，我就不会把这种想法去告诉老板。史密斯是他的亲信之一，你要告诉他的话，他会以为你想找麻烦的。我们现在把这句话再慢慢的念一遍。
Sure, I agree. Smith isn't worth the big salary he gets. But I wouldn't tell the boss if I were you. Smith is one of his favorites, and he'll think you're just rocking the boat and making trouble.
每当暑假来临，美国的学生就开始计划怎么来安排这三个多月的时间。有不少人动手找工作赚钱为下一年的学费做准备，有的计划先出去旅行轻松一番再做打算。下面是一个学生在跟他的妹妹谈他和几个同学的暑期计划。
After much discussion, five of us in the class have finally decided to go to Europe for 3 weeks. Preparation is already underway. Please don't rock the boat by telling mother.Because I'm sure she wouldn't agree.
这个学生对妹妹说，我们班上五个同学讨论了好久，最后终于决定去欧洲三个星期，准备工作已经开始了。我肯定妈是不会同意的，所以请你千万不要告诉妈妈，那样会破坏我们的计划的。请大家再听一遍这个例句。
After much discussion, five of us in the class have finally decided to go to Europe for 3 weeks. Preparation is already underway. Please don't rock the boat by telling mother, because I'm sure she wouldn't agree.
各位听众，今天我们给大家讲了两个和船有关的习惯用语。第一个是
To shape up or ship out.
To shape up or ship out 翻到中文就是要就改进，否则就离开这里。我们今天讲的第二个和船有关的习惯用语是
To rock the boat.
To rock the boat 是找麻烦或者是破坏某一个计划。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。